Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thank you. If you listened to yesterday's episode, I started 7 seconds early, so I deleted it. So, yeah, sorry, but I really appreciate you guys listening because I did see I had a listener for it. And thank you again. Friday is my 5-year anniversary of doing this podcast. Yes, I started on February. My first episode was taped on February 1st, 2014, exactly 4 weeks before my 31st birthday, which actually went really, really well. I had a pretty good one. I went out to eat, and the day before I had left a job, I had cake and ice cream. And I think I went out for pasta on my birthday too. But it was a good day for that birthday, and it was a great day when I started my show. I did want to start it on my birthday, but it didn't quite go like that. But anyway, enough of that. And, well, not enough of, you know, thank you for listening. And, yeah, I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. And this episode is Why Didn't You Tell Me? Because I knew you wouldn't listen. It sounds petty and mean, but sometimes that's the way life is. Life can be petty and mean, but that's why people don't tell you, because you don't listen. They may have the great advice, but because of some people's prejudice and bias, and I know that sounds like I'm touching on race, but people have their own, again, yes, I will be quoting How to Win Friends and Influence People. People have their own preconceived bias and prejudice. So if somebody doesn't look like an idea that goes into your bias, may not listen to them. An example, I put multiple examples. If a dermatologist may not wear makeup, and they may see somebody whose face is, quote unquote, beat to the gods, and you know what that means. Their makeup is 50 layers, and it's like, oh, my God. And the makeupless dermatologist may be like thinking you don't need to wear all that makeup. It's not good for your pores. But the person with, it's like, well, how are you going to judge me about wearing my makeup? I should be able to wear my makeup. It's freedom of speech, freedom of choice. Of is not from, and I did put that on Twitter, of is not from. So they get all these bumps, you know, zits, allergic reactions to it. In my case, I am not supposed to wear any makeup with mineral oil. I learned that lesson because I have acne. And sometimes I still have breakouts. Yeah, I know I'm almost 40. Still in shock about that. I still have to get used to it. But anyway, maybe like they wouldn't listen. So they end up going to the makeupless dermatologist. And it's like, well, why didn't anybody tell me not to? That may have been common sense, you know. So like, wash your face at night if you have on makeup. Wash your face before bed. Basic thing. Or before nap. And then on top of that, it's going to ruin the sheets anyway, but that's another tangent. You wouldn't have listened. Somebody told you. You'd be like, oh, you're jealous because I look so good in my makeup. I have a friend who's a makeup artist, you know, the Insane Beauty. But she knows I don't wear makeup, so it's cool. We've been friends for almost 20 years. She knows that very rarely will I come to her for makeup. I will trust her makeup advice. I just don't wear makeup. But going back to the Miss Beat to the Gods, she wouldn't have listened because the makeupless person did not fit in her bias of somebody who could give her makeup advice. So the makeupless dermatologist took her money. It's like, yeah, you need to fix that, and I'm going to be paying off my medical bills. They may not say it, but you know they're thinking it. Interesting what they're thinking. Or the whole thing of finances. If somebody doesn't know who Warren Buffett is, I know he's not the richest man in the world now. He may have been. I don't know the list. I do remember Jeff Bezos, but that's another topic. So if they didn't know, they'll see this old guy in a suit. How is he going to tell me about my finances? That's what some neurotic new money person, because he wouldn't fit their idea of successful, because in their mind, successful looks like blinged out. And I'm not even sure if that's the phrase used now. I don't really care like that. Sound like such an old hag. But because he doesn't look like what they want, they wouldn't listen. so. I'm like, okay. And that's part of wisdom. You know that whole you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink cliche? And personally, I have issues with that cliche, but again, another topic, another day. You just won't. If he offered advice or if somebody offers it and they don't look like the part, you'll completely ignore them. And then cry about it when there are consequences, which again goes back to my concept of is not from. Once those consequences hit, you want to cry, but consequence, you know, reap what you sow, the karma cafe, blah, blah, blah. That all happened. And another thing is it comes with knowledge. Not everybody's going to listen, especially when the advice is unsolicited. Because I've had some, and this goes back to the episode, how are you going to tell me? If it's unsolicited and in my mind you have no credibility, I'm more willing to not listen. Like there are sometimes, like I've done that with Sarah Mom, but she's like my mom, and how many people really listen to their parents? It's a boundary, you know. People may not want to listen, and I'm not going to give unsolicited advice because I know what it's like to have someone who does not have any credibility because looking at their life is a total mess. Why are you giving me advice? Like in dating, if your birthday is on Valentine's Day and your man is not there, don't give relationship advice. Not because you chose to be single, but he chose not to be there, and I have experienced this. At least whatever is there, this other person, no, you can't. So I'm not talking about those type of people comes to why you didn't listen, because, again, they have no credibility. Because they've shown not to have credibility, not because my bias says they have no credibility. And maybe I know you won't listen because I already know I have no credibility. If my friends come to me for relationship advice, I try not to give it unless they truly want it. I'm not going to just give random advice because at the end of the day, my whole situation with Cajun King, finding out he was married afterwards, I can't really give advice. I can offer a ear. That's the thing. As a friend, I can be supportive and listen. But they already know, Anita, you really can't, considering your whatever this thing of yours is. But out, I listen. That's what you do. And I accept that. And they accept if something happens. Okay, you can't blame me. Also, the timing of it, because I had this discussion with a friend. You may not be ready to receive that advice, and I know that makes me sound like guru-ish and everything, but I've went through it. At that moment in your life, you're not ready to receive it. So even if I gave it and I had the credibility to give it, I know you're not going to listen because you haven't had the experience to listen. Example, careers. That's why I put that as one of the tags. I have had different careers. Right now I'm doing soap making and podcasting. I'm part of a writing group. I have went to school for radio and television. I worked in government for almost 3 years. I've worked in oil and gas for 2. So I've had different experiences and I've learned, okay, this is what you should do when it comes to a job or a career. These are the websites you should use. And if I see somebody who's like, why am I listening to you? Okay. But then they'll come complain, I hate my job. Okay. So I think I'm going to go get some nachos and drink some sweet tea because that is your choice. And then they cross like, well, why didn't anybody tell me how to find a bad company? Well, I would have told you, but such a wonderful personality. I mean, it was so warm and your attitude was just so, no. And again, sounds petty, but I know you won't. I can look at somebody's business. If it's somebody at my, I will ask them for advice and learn to discern, does this work for me? And if it does, yeah, I would totally do it. If it doesn't, I'm thankful they gave the advice. But the unsolicited, rarely should you give unsolicited advice. Unless somebody's like dying or something, no. It just builds this wall. And even with business growth, if you're not going to listen, I'm not going to give. If I already know you don't have a willingness to listen and you're not going to ask, what can I do? I'm going to like drag you kicking. No, because then you're going to create a wall and not be open to it. So let the chips fall where they may and go in the corner, drink your moonshine or whiskey or rum. I personally don't like rum. Cry. Get it out. It's like a kidney stone. And learn from it. That's part of aging. You make a mistake and then it's like, okay, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not a masochist. And even masochists have pleasure from it. And go about my life. And if you don't, oh well. But don't say, why didn't you tell me? You know why. 9 times out of 10, the people who complain about why didn't you tell, they already know they're arrogant. So you know you're arrogant. You know you're stubborn. That's why I didn't tell you. That's what it comes down to. I know you wouldn't be receptive. So that's more of you because you were stubborn. And maybe I was stubborn too because I knew you were going in front of a train. And I was in my stubborn pettiness of letting you just be on that train track. I don't even feel like apologizing. I know that's wrong. And maybe it's because I've had the carbs earlier. But part of me is like, nope, no. With careers, because I've earned the credibility, switching careers, going back to it. And I love radio. I mean, that's why I've been doing this show for 5 years. I love, even though podcasting is similar to being on the radio, but I could tell you, but I already see how you are, and I can give it to people who I know would actually value my experience. And okay, these are the warning signs of a bad low pay or no pay. For example, one, messing my paycheck multiple times. And frankly, I just got the 90-second mark. I should have left. That should have been a warning. Been willing to listen. So my experience gives me the credibility to tell you. I can tell you, okay, this is what I've learned. If you ask, okay, I'd be more than happy to. But if you're not going to ask other people or you're going to be snarly with asking, no, cry over that stub toe like a 5-year-old. Get a pacifier or do something, but you didn't want to listen. You weren't receptive. It was just background noise. I knew it. You knew it. You know, the other French have 2 verbs for no. So we both have experienced both of these to no verbs. So deal with it yourself. Learn from it. Gain your wisdom. The same way I earned mine, the hard way, just like the girl who was beat to the gods with the makeup, had to learn the hard way what not to do when she had to go to the makeupless dermatologist and had that nice bill that could have been prevented because she didn't want to listen to the makeupless person. You had to pay in more with the time, with the mistake, and everything else. So don't complain. And I'm Anita. This is my 96th episode. Anniversary's coming up. Thank you.